Story is made up of elements: character, setting, plot, conflict, and theme. And these elements are what cause a reader or listener to yearn for more. What is the story about? And in today's gospel, we have the story of the resurrection. And the story is not complete. It is not ended. There is no finality to this story. Every Sunday, Easter Sunday, we hear the same gospel according to John. But at the Easter Vigil, there is, the rotation of, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. In each of these stories, the characters are a little different. In today's gospel, is Mary Magdala and Simon Peter and the other disciple, who is unnamed, but scholars think to be the evangelist John, who go and see an empty cave. In the gospel, according to Matthew, it is, Mary and Mary Magdalene, Mary the son of James. I'm sorry, I am lost. Forgive me. I've been up since the middle of the night. Okay, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James. And in Mark, it's Mary of Magdala, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. And in Luke, it is Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Johanna. So different, not all the same characters are there. And at the same time, an empty cave does not explain the resurrection. It may not even mean the resurrection. And it is in the stories that we hear after this, story of the resurrection that we see Jesus appearing again before his final ascent into heaven. Now, last night, we heard the gospel according to Mark. And Mark is the shortest of all of the gospels. And when Mark's gospel is put together, the gospel ended with this: they were afraid. It does not go beyond, the original gospels did not go after that. It's only a century later that, more was added about his appearance to the two companions on the road to Emmaus and being recognized in the breaking of the bread. They are afraid. The women who were there were afraid. They are bewildered. They are frightened, not knowing what this was about. Already, the disciples were bewildered and saddened by what had just happened. And like any loss, they asked the question, how are we to go on? As I said, the story does not end. There is no conclusion. No finality. If anything, the story goes on, with us, because we have been baptized in the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the story has been passed on to us. And every time when we gather here as an assembly, we participate in these mysteries by listening to the word of God and by eating the body and drinking of the blood. But once again, we do come here as a bewildered people. The pandemic has done a lot of things to us. We have lost loved ones. Some of us have been sick. Some of us have lost our financial well-being. Some people have lost their homes. That is all bad news. But once again, this is where we look at the bewilderment of the early witnesses to the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, because it was through that resurrection that they overcame their trials and tribulations, recognizing that the cruel death of Jesus and the evil behind it was not going to overpower them. That it is the Holy Spirit that guided them. And Jesus coming again, reconciling himself to them and telling them, I am going to be sending an advocate to help you. That is what helps us. As I said, the story does not end. However, the story today ends where the story started. It started in Galilee. Started where, Jesus was born, where Jesus was baptized, where Jesus formed his disciples, where Jesus fed the hungry and healed the sick, and where Jesus preached the good news. And this is where the story continues for us, because we are called to do the same things. We are called to feed the hungry. We are called to heal the sick. We are called to have concern for the wider world that is beyond our parish borders. Can't exactly go out and fix it, but be a witness, trying to figure out how can we help our brothers and sisters who need healing. So as we continue with this liturgy, yes, we are here for ourselves, but we are not an end to this. We are being used as a means to an end, becoming the vessel of hope, charity, and love to those whom we encounter.